First of all, as we saw, universal religion speaks the language of the ethnic religion in the midst of which it was born. For example, Buddhism speaks the language of karma and rebirth, speaks the language of Hindu cosmology and psychology. Similarly, Christianity speaks the language of messianism, of Jewish eschatology, angelology and demonology. Now, in speaking this language of the ethnic religion, the universal religion not only expresses its own content, but at the same time refines the language, refines the ethnic religion itself. But herein resides at the same time a danger, because the process can work the other way round too. A universal religion can become coarsened, as it were, if it speaks the language of ethnic religion too much or too long, especially if its followers, the followers of the universal religion, start taking that language too literally, or if the universal religion incorporates too many unassimilated ethnic elements. Now, we can state this in general terms as a general law. We may say, and this, as far as I know, has never been pointed out before, a universal religion, in course of time, tends to become transformed into an ethnic religion, which is quite an extraordinary thing. In other words, it tends to become not individual, as it should be, but collective. And this is, of course, a great betrayal, if not the great betrayal. It represents a terrible degeneration. But it has happened, is happening, to all universal religions, though perhaps in differing degrees. It tends to happen especially as the universal religion spreads, as it becomes more popular, less concentrated, more thinly spread out. After all, we have to admit, we have to recognize that the universal religion does belong to the higher evolution. It goes beyond man as we know him even at his best among ourselves. The higher evolution aims at the production of the new man, at the production of new men. It insists on the development of mindfulness, awareness, responsibility, freedom. The higher evolution, universal religion, stresses individual values. And very, very few, therefore, are ever capable in any age, in any generation, of really and truly following a universal religion. And this is because they are not capable of advancing too, not capable of pursuing the higher evolution. They pay lip service. They pay lip service to universal religion, to the higher evolution, to its ideals. But at the same time, they bend the universal religion to subserve their own needs, the needs of group man, of collective man, the needs of the lower evolution. This is what happens with all the universal religions.